Please join me in inviting the Holy Spirit into our homily by singing Come Holy Ghost.
Come Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. To
As I mentioned in the beginning of the Mass, it is an exciting time of the year, Advent, that we, as God draws near to us, we draw closer to Him. You know, it is a time that we pray like the prophet Isaiah, Lord, rent the heavens and come down. It is this time of true encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's begin with the first reading, the prophet Isaiah. What was going on with the Jewish people was they were turning their back on God. They were living in sinful ways, and they were not living according to the plan of the Father. And the prophet Isaiah is saying, you, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are forever named. And so the prophet Isaiah is calling the Father the Redeemer. And in the Hebrew translation of Redeemer, it's called Goel. And it's someone who takes care of the less fortunate. It takes care of those who go without, the abandoned, the lonely, the widow, someone that needs to be cared for. That's what the Redeemer does. And the people were turning their back on God. There was confusion, there was loss. And here Isaiah is saying, Lord, rent the heavens and come down. Now, let's play this forward, you know, into our time right now. The year we've been living during this pandemic, and the loss and the confusion in our culture, the loss and confusion that seems to be in every area of our lives, we can be praying, and we should be praying the same prayer that Isaiah put forth for us. Lord, rent the heavens and come down. We know this season of Advent, we celebrate the comings of Jesus. One, as he answered the prayer of the prophet Isaiah and the Jewish people, when he came in the flesh, where he did rent the heavens and come down. When Jesus takes on the form of flesh, when he became man. And as we prepare for the celebration of his birth at Christmas, yes, the Father, the Redeemer, was faithful to the cry of his people. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that we who cry to the Father, you know, in the same way, Lord, rent the heavens and come down. Lord God, come to us now. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. It will be answered in the same way. And we're guaranteed that Jesus will come again. Watch, my brothers and sisters. That final manifestation of his kingdom when Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead. Watch, my brothers and sisters. Be alert, because we do not know the hour or the day. I'm in the process of preparing a retreat that I'm going to give on Zoom starting Thursday. And it's called Rejoice. And for us as a people, particularly in this time, we need to be rejoicing in the Lord. We know he came, we know he will come again. But it's that in-between time that I want to talk about. So I've been praying to the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to share on this retreat? What do you want me to tell the people? And the word that I receive from the Lord is that he longs for intimacy with us. Think of that. That our God wants this long, he has this longing for this intimacy with every single one of us. And you might say, no, he doesn't want intimacy with me. You know, I'm not good enough. Or I have this issue in my life, or I am so broken. God doesn't want intimacy with me. And I want to share with you, brothers and sisters, that our God, during this season of Advent, wants to have intimacy with you. Wow. God, creator of everything that is seen and unseen, a God who is such a loving God, longs in these next weeks to have intimacy with you. You see, we know the people cried for the Messiah, and the Messiah came in the flesh at Christmas. And we know that he will come again in glory. But in between, it's a longing for our Jesus. It's a longing of our hearts, because his heart's longing for us. And so we take the examples of the second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians. And he's given thanks to God because of these people, because of this community. He's given thanks to God because they have responded to the grace of the Holy Spirit. Every spiritual gift is theirs. And they received these spiritual gifts in power, which made it an Advent for them, the coming of the Messiah again through the Holy Spirit. Because they opened their hearts to the power of the Holy Spirit, they were experiencing God on a continual basis. They were opening their hearts and receiving spiritual gifts. But this interesting thing about one of these first Christian communities is that it just wasn't receiving spiritual gifts for themselves and doing nothing with it. It wasn't like they were just being baptized and receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit and then went home and did nothing with them. See, when they were to have this Advent on a personal daily basis means we receive the Holy Spirit with power. Power to change, power to transform my heart, power to renew my mind, power to be the disciple of Jesus. You see, this Christian community that Paul has given thanks to God is that they responded to the gospel message. They responded. And because they responded every day when they were opening up their hearts to the Holy Spirit, they were encountering the Messiah anew, and they were encountering him in power. Last year, we had a guest speaker here at our parish at a conference. Her name is Dr. Mary Healy. And Dr. Mary Healy, at that conference, gave this reality about power. And she gave an example about a dungeon. When people go into this dungeon and they're sick, they're beat up, they're in chains, they're prisoned, it's just a terrible situation. It's almost like you say when people are in addiction, they're in chains, when they were sick and they're not getting healed, and they're just downtrodden. She says, imagine in your mind, somebody goes into this prison, this dungeon, and says, I have good news for you. Jesus Christ came, he's our Savior. And then they turn around and leave, and the people are still there, in chains, sick, abandoned. Is that what it means when the Holy Spirit comes to you? No. See, when the Holy Spirit comes, this person comes in and says, Jesus, the Messiah, has come. He has come to set us free. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, that person sets the captives free. In the power of the Holy Spirit, the chains are broken. In the power of the Holy Spirit, the sick are healed. That's the advent of the Jesus. This is his coming in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we live in a world right now in this pandemic where we have sick people around us. We have people in chains and addictions. We have people who are lonely and abandoned. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus, we need to open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, who comes in power so that we may set the captives free in the name of Jesus Christ. It's that simple. But we need to be open to the power. All of us, on a daily basis, can receive a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit when we pray, just come, Holy Spirit. And he comes in power if we let him, and empowers us to be the disciples. But when he comes to us daily, it's the advent of every day. It's the coming of Jesus every day. You know, he came the first time. He comes to us continually until his second coming, the manifestation of the day of the Lord. But my brothers and sisters, we can be open in this Advent season to receive his power and help change this world. If we live that way, seeking Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit every day, then the gospel, watch, we will be watching. If we just go through the motions of a Christian, like going into that dungeon, to that jail, to say we have a Messiah and then turn around and leave, there's no power, there's no discipleship, there's no encounter with Jesus. This Advent, my brothers and sisters, we have a world, particularly because of the pandemic, that is so open to the message of hope, that is so open to hearing something good. We have the good news. But it's only good news if it comes in power. And so let's open ourselves this Advent season to an encounter every day with the Lord, that we are filled with his Holy Spirit and comes in power, that we may witness to the world the reason for our hope, Jesus Christ. God bless you.